Hi, this is a follow-up visit. Ruth Clark, Ruth Clark. Date of birth is 11/7/57, date of accident 12/23/2019. And the participation is here for an evaluation subsequent to her fall from a wheelchair that occurred on 12/23/2019 while she was visiting a behavioral center. Apparently, from this fall, she started having pain in both shoulders, neck, mid-back, lower back, both hands, wrist, and both knees. The pain in the right knee is around 8, left knee is around 6, off and on. And the patient does reports radiation of pain to both legs posteriorly in a S1, S2 dermatom fashion, as well as in L3, 4, 5 nerve distribution. The MRIs were discussed with the patient and were found positive for the following. The MRI after this accident shows the following issues. In the left knee, there is an issue, which is a tear of the medial meniscus, large areas of cartilage irregularity, cartilage defects, and joint space narrowing and joint effusion. Left shoulder shows small joint effusion, moderate AC joint degenerative changes, moderate grade infrasubstance tear of the mid to posterior fibers of the supraspinatus tendon, extending into infraspinatus tendon. Mild tendinosis, the intercapsular long head of biceps. The right shoulder shows moderate osteoarthritis of the glenohumeral joint, mild tendinosis, the supraspinatus long head of biceps tendinosis, and tenosynovitis. Similarly, there are positive findings in the cervical spine leading to bulging disc from C2, C3, C3-4, C4-5, and a herniated disc at C5-6. Along with this, there is a herniated disc at L3-4 with anterior listasis and generalized disc space narrowing throughout bulging disc at L5-S1 and L4-L5. These are the MRI diagnosis that were achieved. Her pain level varies from 8 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. Overall improvement is 30% in her symptom. Please review the chart for ADLs, for the system review, for the additional history, current pain medications, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. Physical examination is as follows. The purpose is 128/79, pulse is 94, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 6/26/2023, dictation number 0717-071, along with diagnosis. The plan is to continue the treatment. We advise the patient based on MRI, lumbar epidural steroid injection that was done last week, to continue 3 more times, and also injection to the shoulder and knee to bring some relief. Later on, injection to the cervical epidural area. The patient is quite stable otherwise, and she carries on the medications. She is also referred to orthopedic surgery to get a consultation, but she has not yet been able to make it. Thank you. Continues to get relief on Norco 7.53/25 once a day for 15 days.